mending the body's human healing agencies. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today, mending the body's human healing agencies. What are the body's human healing agencies? Well, just like fish swimming in the water, when the water is too cold, they freeze in the water, and when the water warms up, they unfreeze and they're back living again, because they're acclimated, they're designed to live in such an environment. The human body is designed to live in the environment that it lives in. The human body lives in the environment of warmth and cool. It lives in the environment of wet and dry. It lives in the environment of all sorts of noises or sounds or quiet. It lives in many environments. And these environments are natural and normal to the human body. And when the human body feels that something is not perfect for it, then it sends a message to the brain and says, "Hey, my environment is not all that good." And the brain immediately says, "Just relax, be cool, all is in divine order, relax, be cool." And the body keeps sending back messages saying, "Hey, this is not good." And the brain keeps sending out messages, "Hey, it's okay, just slowly acclimate to this, slowly realize this, it's okay." The brain wants to see the body at all times in its ideal state. The brain wants to know the body at all times is in its ideal state. And the physical body receives input from its environment and from its experiences, and it reports these to the brain, and the brain can react in a harmful way or in a beneficial way. It all depends. Now, we walk through life, all of our lives. And how many times do we stub our toe as we walk through life? And how many times is the opportunity there to stub our toe? The opportunity to stub our toe is quite frequent if we wanted to really pay attention to it. We could stub our toe very much getting out of bed. We could stub our toe sitting down at the table, hitting the leg of the table, hitting the leg of the chair. We could stub our toe doing all sorts of things. Now, we don't do that. Normally, that is not an activity that the body does normally. We only stub our toe when we feel an irritation in our body. When we allow our mental attitude to feel something is out of order, then we get out of order in the outer world around us. Then instead of harmoniously walking through life, never once touching any object that is inharmonious to us, we begin to touch objects that are inharmonious to us. We begin to stub our toe. We begin to be aware of it. We begin to do things to our fingers. We can pick up sticks, we can pick up things for days and days and days, and then we can have a bad day where we have a bad mental attitude and we're unhappy about something. And we pick up sticks and all of a sudden they start prickling us, they start sticking under the skin, we get slivers. And we haven't had a sliver for years, years and years, and we're doing the same thing virtually. But now all of a sudden we're getting slivers. Now, where are these slivers coming from? These slivers are part of our mental attitude. We harmonize ourselves with the negative possibilities. And when we harmonize ourselves with the negative possibilities, we are going to experience those negative possibilities. Why is it for years and years and years we don't stub our toe, then all of a sudden we seem to have a siege of doing it? Why is it that we can pick up bundles of sticks and work with sticks and do things in our garden and so forth, and we never get any prickers, we never get any thing going wrong with our fingers for the sticks, we never get anything wrong? Why is it? Well, because we are harmonious with our gardening. We are harmonious with our life. We are harmonious with our world. And as we are harmonious with our world, we are not oblivious to it. They don't happen. We do not create them happening in our world. They just do not happen. All of the activities that go on in our mind are things that control our outer world. The activities that go on in our mind attract to ourselves the stickers, attract to ourselves the stubbed toe, attract to ourselves all sorts of other things. And as these are attracted to ourselves, it's not a matter that it's attracted to us, it's a matter that we are driven toward it. If there's a stick that has a pricker in it, we're going to grab that stick just that way. And another day, when we are harmonious with ourselves, we grab that stick in just the other way, where we don't get pricked in the slightest. Not the slightest. It seems like this is quite a simple response. And yet it's a very important response to all of our life. How do we want to look at life? How do we want to look at experiences that are going on in our world? Do we want to have the prickers pricking us from our garden, or do we want to have ourselves stubbing our toe? These are just two of the very simplest things. Do we want to do that? Well, when our mental attitude is out of order, when our attitude about ourselves and our world, and when we are not harmonious, when we are not peaceful, when we are not loving, you see, those are all the things that line us up for inharmony in our world of experience. When we are loving, when we are peaceful, when we are harmonious in every way, those things don't happen to us. What happens to us is perfect harmony. We work in our gardens and we don't even need gloves. We don't get prickers in us. We walk down the pathways of life, we don't need shoes. We don't step on stones, or we don't stub our toe. You say, my goodness sake. Well, yes, think about it. You go running on the beach barefoot, and you say, the sand is delightful, the sand is wonderful, the beach is wonderful, the water is wonderful. Oh, I can just feel sand oozing through my toes. It's so great. It's such a good feeling. You see, your attitude is entirely different. And yet, you walk in another attitude and you say, oops, there's prickers around here. Oops, there's cactus around here. Oops, there's this, there's that. Well, why is it that you don't always get them? Why is it you only sometimes get them? And the reason that we sometimes get it is that we are unhappy with ourselves. Our attitudes are not harmonious with our body and our mind. We are not unconditionally loving of all circumstances. We create for these unhappy things in our world, and they come to us. I know of a lot of people who work in industries, who work in businesses where they are easily bothered by being stubbed in their toe or in their hands or in something in their world, and they aren't. They aren't because they lovingly handle the things they're working with. They lovingly do the things they're working with. You too, and I, you and I, we can lovingly do the things that we're doing by loving ourselves. It's not so much that you love the ground, you love the stones, you love the prickers, you love these things that might disturb you. It's that you love yourself. And when you are in love with yourself, everything always goes right for you. Everything always goes good. When a child is engrossed in his adventure of the sandbox, taking his cars and driving around, just having the time of his life, he doesn't think about ants. He doesn't think about anything that is not desirable for him. He doesn't think about them. They don't belong to him. They're not part of his world. But his part of his world is a world of happiness and harmony and peace. Millions and millions and millions and millions, and I could go on, of people drive automobiles throughout the roadways of life. And some of the roads are very, very unkept. And other roads are very beautifully kept. And the drivers drive fast and they drive slow. And their precision driving, you think, wow, what a wonderful thing that people drive so wonderfully and there are so few accidents. And if we were to investigate the accidents, truly, if we were to investigate the accidents that did happen, we'd find that on every case, the accident happened because somebody was ruffled or unhappy about something. Somebody's mental attitude was out of alignment, was not harmonious. Somebody's mental attitude, yes, simple mental attitude, that's our choice. Our attitude is our choice. You can see the same experience that a lot of people see. Some people can be mentally disturbed by it and others can be untouched by it. And some can be uplifted by it. It all depends on what your mental attitude is. What is your mental attitude? Get your mental attitude in order and you'll find that everything is in divine order. Now how do we get our mental attitude in order? Oh, there's many schools of thought on this, but the only school of thought that I think is important for me is the thought that it's my attitude and it's what's going on in my head. And my attitude is always going to depend upon whether I like me or not. And if I like me, then I will have a good attitude about everything. If I like me and I'm not invited to a party, I won't think that they don't like me. I will just think, they're having a party, how wonderful. If I'm invited, how wonderful. If I'm not invited, so what, you know? That's not the beginning and the end of the world. But you see, it's our attitude, my attitude, solely and simply. My attitude about everything. If I smell something and I say, oh, that smells so good. If I smell something, I say, oh, that smells terrible. Now, I can have my choice. Now, why is it that you only begin to smell something sometimes? You smell something terrible, and why is it that you weren't smelling it terrible a long time before? Because perhaps it wasn't as pungent, it wasn't as powerful, it wasn't as potent as before. It got more powerful as the moments went on. But with the same attitude you had that not smelling it before, you can not smell it now. You can say, I breathe beautiful odors. I breathe beautiful smells. Everything I breathe is beautiful. Everything I do is beautiful. I live in a world of the most fragrant and most glorious smells that you could ever want in your world. And then you won't even feel it. So smell that negative smell because you have put a positive attitude in mind about smells, about things in your world. And this we can do in every area. Should any little hang-up come up in our life, I immediately say to myself, I am in balance. I am peace. I am harmonious. I am happy. I like me. I like me. I like me. And of course, really, we can't begin to cover all the possibilities that might disturb us and put us off balance. So what we can do is to just simply say, I like me. I like me. I like me. And as you keep saying that, wonderful things happen. I've been walking my meditation path for many years now and thoroughly enjoying it. Well, recently I've been listening on my iPhone to some of my lectures that I have given in the past. And the lectures are very good and I enjoy them very thoroughly. But I've noticed that time that I usually walk the path is the time I usually have for my meditation and my affirmation where I say I like me, where I say I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal world. I'm independently wealthy. I'm fantastic. See, it's a time when I'm saying those things and reaffirming them into my thought system, into my life, into my world. And I'm listening to these other good words, and truly, they are good. But I'm not saying my affirmations. I'm not saying my meditation for myself. I'm not readjusting my attitude about myself and making sure that my attitude is absolutely perfect. And so, I've been listening that less to my talks, sometimes just on the tail end of my meditation time. But I listen less to my talks, and I listen more to my current voice, which is telling me I like me, which is saying, personally, I look at my body and I say, it's great. I look at everything about me and I say, it's great. I look at who I am and I say, I am wonderful, I am beautiful, I am great. And I keep affirming this. It's not for other people to hear. It's not for other people to say, oh, you're kidding yourself. Or even yourself to say, oh, you're kidding yourself. I am just speaking that just like a child would speak that. Just like when you have your right attitude about you, you don't stub your toe. When you have your right attitude about you, you don't pick up prickers in bushes as you're putting the sticks and stones away working in your garden. You are in balance. And this is what I am. I am in balance. And I realize all too well, mending my body's human healing agencies is done just by putting the right thoughts in my mind, the right attitude in my heart, and unconditional love in all that I do. Have a wonderful day, my dear friends, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.